popping part two, people. And love that part two crowd. It's Drew and Mark. Jay's here, and I can't believe what's going on. We actually got a phone call.
Oh, really? I heard the phone ringing. I've never heard the phone ring before in this house.
I know. It's exciting as hell. We have a caller.
Caller?
Hello, caller?
Hello.
Pleasant Ridge, Michigan. Hello.
You got a phone?
Yeah, man. We got a phone.
You called it.
Come on. We've been calling out.
Got a phone. You're getting a porch. Got all these improvements going on.
The porch is good.
The porch is maybe done Friday, by the way.
Is it finished?
It's maybe done Friday.
It's maybe
done Friday.
Andy picked up in here, Charlie.
Well, I had to.
Super clean.
God, you've been busy.
Yes. Yes, it takes a lot of effort to keep this thing going, Charlie. You don't understand.
So have you. I loved your piece last night, by the way.
Oh, which way? I forgot what I was calling it, but you know what happened, Mark? This has never happened, dude. Swear to God. The legislature met today.
No.
Grandfathered him in? It's on the governor's desk. They grandfathered him in.
Yes. Oh, that's huge
news.
Yes. The
Isn't
officer
that, awesome?
That was shot in the shoulder. I forget his last name.
Style?
Style, yeah.
Yeah, the shark.
Yeah, well, Charlie's story last night was about how, because of the bankruptcy, the health care for families of fallen first responders, right, not just officers, but police,
yes.
I think it was police and fire, had lapsed. So it's been in Congress in the House for a while, and they passed it, I think just last night, but he had obviously had passed away before. So he wasn't grandfathered in, but Charlie's saying now they're going to grandfather him. But it's only for 5 years, but still, five's better than nothing.
Well, yeah, we'll start with that, right?
Yeah,
We'll take some stats.
Yeah, that's a start. But come on, it shouldn't be 5 years. That's ridiculous.
Good job, Charlie, man. I got to believe that story helped push that.
Yeah, you know, and he's been taking a big beating, but the governor pushed it. He saw it last night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was, Charlie.
I'm glad they listened. That's an outrage.
Mm-hmm. I was pissing and moaning today because I'm watching CNN. Pretty much, I had it on all day, and it's Charlotte, North Carolina. This black officer who shot this black dude in the fires last night and the looting and all that craziness. And there's a little bit about Tulsa too. They're kind of dropping that in. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice if maybe there was just, 5 minutes spent on the shark and maybe talk about the officer in Detroit that was killed who was such an accomplished guy.
Okay, let me do this for you. I just, since this will be on the, well, whatever, I interviewed the his widow, Joanne, today. She called me.
Oh, that's great.
So, we're going to give it its due process. We're going to make this a story like we would do Ferguson or Milwaukee or anything, because here's another brick in the mosaic of the times we're living in. Here's a widow. You never really ever heard from a widow.
No.
And she forgives. She says he forgave before he died. The time for the war is over. Let's get on with, getting done what's got to be done. And it was amazing. She's an amazing person.
God bless
really
her.
Good family.
And
this guy, his personnel file, guess what? Never discharged his weapon. Never had a complaint.
No kidding.
And never was sanctioned for any kind of behavior. He led a very elite unit, like getting murderers and rapists and guns. He was everything that a good cop is. And so you're right, Drew. Like, it's probably worthwhile to spend a little time on what's good and who's good. And, we're lost without him because society is a mess. Yeah, we have problems. Everybody's life matters to me. I understand what everybody's saying, but you're right. Let's give this guy his minute.
Absolutely.
Jesus, he gave his life. Yep. Gave his life.
He sounded like a really good guy, and what a terrible turn.
Oh, I knew him. He was a good cop. He's a good man.
Hey, when you said he was leading this elite unit, I mean, because his nickname was Shark, I thought, the dive team was a big part of his career. Is that what you were referring to, or are you referring to something else?
Well, he's also the dive team. He's a master trainer, as well as many, many things. He's a special ops, special operations.
Okay, cool.
Plain clothes, we get, basically there's a guy shot his father, threatened to shoot his mother. He's carjacked somebody. He's driving around with a weapon. Go get him.
Wow.
That's what these guys do.
Yeah, that's intense. Well, just like the special ops guys in the military.
Who's going to go get a guy like this? In a time like this, who's going to go get a guy like this?
Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Not
you
me.
Know, it's like, go get yourself a cup of coffee. Like, well, let's wait 20 minutes till he's gone, you know?
Well, I can't help but think of, for all the bitching about police and all the people who I listen to today, including some of the Nation of Islam, when those people have somebody, maybe they suspect the burglars in their house, they're the first ones who are going to call the cops. And you know what? The cops will be there. They will always be there.
Sure, yeah. But Tulsa sure looked ugly, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That was bad.
So much so, even Trump admitted that it was a problem, that it was wrong.
I mean, come on. You know, even the police I'm talking to here think so.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Again, let all the facts come out, of course. But again, you know, I mean, can't have that.
I was just surprised, though, to hear the Law and Order candidate say that, you know. Of course, he did say that she choked, which might not be the most appropriate way to say it, but that's Trump.
I don't think it's too far off. I mean, I don't know what she was thinking about. But I was on your page last night, Charlie, and I posted a couple things. And, boy, was that some ugliness, the social media crap.
You know, sometimes I just put up – sometimes I'll respond,
yeah.
And sometimes I won't, you know. So
you just sort of left – you put your post up and let it be?
Sometimes yeah. It all depends on how I'm feeling, you know. But like, yeah. I look at life's very complicated right now, and everything's not cut and dry for me. So I'm curious as to see what people.
Oh,
no!
I think the rest of that was Pete Pull.
We lost him on the initial call too.
Yeah,
but I know what he's saying about it not being cut and dried. And you know, I should have just posted and left the page too.
Oh, you posted on his page?
Yeah, I posted on his page,
yeah.
And it was just sort of a general based on, you know, reading about what 40 or 50 people had said. And then, of course, I continued down the page, and I start reading more stuff. And it was just a clusterfuck. The comments were just...
It's social media, Drew.
I know, but it's still, at the same time...
You cannot take that stuff serious.
No, I didn't take it seriously. There were a few things that I was just like, okay, I'm going to respond.
That's what sucks about this.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, we got another caller.
Hi, it's Andy Dick.
Again.
Stop calling me.
You know what the final result? Oh, you do know what the final result was with Andy Dick.
Didn't he just stop calling me?
He blocked us. Yeah, he blocked us.
He's in L.A. I'm going to be in Phoenix on. At the end of the week, my stepdad died, so maybe I could get in the car and go knock on his caboose.
I'm sorry to hear about your stepdad, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm doing it, you know, for my brothers. It's my brother's dad. I lived with the guy for maybe 8 years or so. He taught me a couple of things. He taught me the love of books, and he taught me how to take a punch. So I'm not sure how I feel about it, you know?
You wrote about him in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Especially the love of books part. That's in your book.
Yeah, that's significant, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember why I was calling. Like, Armani's done the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now he's doing stories?
Apparently.
He brought a shooter over yesterday.
Is this the height of the epitome of navel gazing? What's going on over there?
I've been wondering where you were.
Hey, let me do a story about me. I'm going to kick his ass when I see him.
We like competition over here.
Charlie's going to be in shock when he comes here Friday. There's a porch.
I know.
And there's air conditioning. And what else? Anything else new?
It's clean. It's picked up.
That's true. Yeah, the shit.
Great.
A lot of shit's been...
I can't be there Friday. I got to go to a funeral, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Damn, Charlie. We got to do a makeup date or something. Can you come in Sunday or Monday?
I guess Armani's just going to have to come in Friday.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh. Guy gives you the reach around, all of a sudden I'm out.
Well, you know, you got to mix it up a little bit, right? Reach around, thumb up the butt, whatever.
You ever get the thumb in the butt? I don't like the thumb in the butt. I'm like, no, you get the thumb out of my butt.
I have a bad feeling about that. Yeah, I don't think that would
be comfortable.
It is. It's awkward.
It might be the thickest, but it's one of the shorter digits.
That's true.
Yeah, but the nails are really thick.
But, you know, you kind of get a lesson in girth versus length, don't you?
It's all about volume displacement. I've told you a million times.
That's not why I crawled in here.
All right, why did you call in?
Oh, no, I said crawl in here. You know what I mean? We're getting to bed. Like, what's that on my butt?
Why did you call in, by the way?
I just missed you.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
Yeah, he hasn't been on in a while. He's been gone.
That's all right.
No show last week.
Oh, I got sick as a dog in Flint, man.
Oh, you seriously? Did you really?
I did. You know, and I went to the doctor, like, you know, took some tests. Like, I don't know. You know, you don't know. But I'll tell you what, the paranoia of living there. You sneeze, yeah. You think it's the water. You know, you cough, you think it's the water. You itch, you think it's the water. And nothing's going on. I stayed in a crack motel.
Oh, did
it didn't
you?
Have, it had no filters, and it had the pubes from the last guy in there. I was like, oh God.
Well, write a review on TripAdvisor so we can read it.
Hey, was that the sweet place Mateen Cleaves sexually assaulted that woman?
I'm not sure. I think I forget what the American Motel or something. The owners, very nice people.
Yeah.
The man's name is Harry. Mm-hmm. His wife's name's Gina. I swear to God, it's Harry Gina.
That might be Gina.
No, Gina. She goes by Gina.
Gina, really? Wow, that's different.
Harry Gina. I recommend it.
Wow. Okay, I'll check it out.
Is it the American Inn? America Inn? It actually has really good ratings.
Seriously? No one stars?
There's some one stars, but it's overall got pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll rating, except for this person who had the sewer back up twice on them.
Oh!
I think I showered in that.
They didn't take a shower for 2 of the 5 days they were there. Gross. Yeah,
how did your other Flint project go, the one last week?
That's what I was there for. We took a tanker truck full of water from Ann Arbor and some really nice showers, you know, like sort of rock star, like.
Oh, clean, you know, three showers. Guys,
and a hose for the children. And it was amazing because I didn't realize, you know, the kids that remember the swimming pools and hoses haven't been in them in 2 years. Kids that had never been in them. And it really, you know, really choked you up to watch how much fun they had. That's how stupid this whole thing is.
That's really incredible. And did people take you up on the showers?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you were in your underwear?
Went to a church there. I was in my wife's bathrobe. You know how I like to do.
Exactly.
How were the changing facilities?
There's dressing rooms. Like, each stall has a dressing room before you get into the shower.
It's just really funny thinking of, because where'd you park the stalls?
We had to do it from the church across from City Hall, because City Hall said, you know, we put in the permit, they welcomed us, then they weren't sure, then they weren't letting us do it, so I went to get my $25 permit fee back. Then they called the police on me, so I was on the lam with my tanker truck.
On the lam. Because, I wondered, you know, I love the idea, but I just wondered in the back of my mind, how many people are going to really, like, be willing to stop by City Hall and take a shower? But apparently people, they really dug it.
Yeah, we had at least 50.
Yeah, 50. Wow, that's incredible. And
it was nice.
Did the people look decrepit? But when they went in there, did they look like they really needed a shower, or were they just excited about clean water and taking an actual shower?
That, the second.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, you know, when you go camping, or something, and you come home, I mean, it really is nice to take a shower. My God, a hot shower feels so good.
And while we were there, you know, the Attorney General's got his investigative team, you know, Todd Flood and Andy Arena, from former FBI chief here in Detroit. And in court, they linked, first official link between the switch to the Flint River and those Legionella deaths. And now they're pursuing the string that there was a cover-up about the Legionella, right? The Legionnaire's disease. Mm-hmm. So if deaths occurred after they knew, well, my question was, are you talking murder, sir?
Well,
and the answer was, we're gonna pursue these leads.
Manslaughter?
Wherever they go. I said, oh, my God.
Well, it seems to me it's manslaughter, second degree or something. It's got to be, right?
I'm not a lawyer, but yeah.
Wow. What a flipping mess. And to think, you know, everything in terms of taking care of it and making it right is running behind.
Yeah, no, wait, let me go like this, though. How does Legionnaires get spread? To misted water, mm-hmm. right? Air conditioning,
humidity,
showers. Yeah. So you're hearing this, now there's an outbreak of Shigella, is that what it's called? You know, another bacteria. Who would trust it?
Yeah.
Here's a shower. Why don't we have these showers for people?
I know. How long is it going to be before everyone is just willing to really believe that the water's safe and they can get in the shower or they can take a bath, they can drink it out of the tap like a normal person? I mean, that's a real psychological
issue. You said it before, dude. This is our community, the major metropolitan area, to think.
I know. It's,
to think.
Yeah, that this could go on for all this time, and people aren't literally, jumping through hoops of fire to fix it.
You're chasing my water truck around?
Oh, that's great. I hope you have video of all that stuff.
Yeah, as soon as we get it together, I'll give you a copy.
I'd love to see it. Hey, Charlie, thanks for calling, man, and sorry about the stepfather, and hope the funeral and all that goes okay.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week.
All right, brother. Thanks, Charlie. We'll see you. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
See you, Charlie. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Charlie LaDuff from the Fox Network.
It's good to hear from him.
I missed the story last night. I didn't want to admit it to his face.
Wow, and it worked. Look at that response, too, man. That's amazing. Yeah, the governor saw it and grandfathered him in.
He has really selected some. His stories are so timely, and he just jumps on them. He's one of these guys. I wish I was more like Charlie in that when he has an idea, he just does it. He just goes. It's like, you know, I remember when he said, I want to pull a bunch of portable showers behind me and go to the city hall in Flint and just let people take showers. And I'll run around in my wife's bathrobe. Well, that'd be funny because, first of all, he's in his bathrobe and there's nothing he likes more than stripping down for the camera.
No, it's his favorite.
And then, of course, you got the people showering and having the sensation of taking a real shower. And, of course, there are going to be people who take him up on it. I figured there would be some. Apparently no shortage. So I'm sure he got himself some great video. But he just goes, you know, when he was talking about, hitchhiking on Route 66. Yeah, I'm going to hitchhike from Route 66 to the Democratic Convention. I mean, he was so ready to do it, and some things fell through, and it didn't happen. But, I mean, he's crazy.
He's got crazy. A lot of energy.
Yeah. Or
admire that.
When Ferguson happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just goes. And that's, you know, I think that's the mark of somebody really ambitious, is just wanting to be where the action is all the time.
Yeah.
And when he's not, I know it kills him. And usually it's not because he can't go or he doesn't want to go. It's because whatever circumstances won't allow it. And there's a story I want to talk to him about on Friday, which I thought was really interesting. I started to mention it to him off the air. The city audit.
Oh, the obstruction?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Detroit News.
Let's see if I can find that real quick. We got to get back to Anthony Weiner. There's another little chunk of Anthony Weiner everyone needs to hear. I mean, the part two people I know will be disappointed if we don't give them a little Anthony Weiner. In fact, why don't you jump into the Anthony Weiner stuff while I'm looking for this thing.
Already?
And then there's an exciting development in the world of Billy Gilman that if you don't know about, get fired up. Billy Gilman being the young country singer who was 10 years old.
We used to call him Chompers.
Yeah, Choppers, because he had those giant chiclet teeth.
Yeah, they were gross. You always wanted to de-pants him because he wore leather pants.
I was infuriated by that, because not only did he wear leather pants, he wore them all the time!
Yeah, and you wanted the world to see his wiener.
Exactly.
His small little wiener.
I wanted to see that.
I can't wait to see it.
I wanted the world to know that his testicles had not descended yet. I don't know why. It was a crazy thing. I'm glad I'm over it. But that little kid and his leather pants, damn it, he was like a, I don't know, he really was a cute little kid, but he just was a little too cocky for me.
I don't think he was a cute little kid at all. I thought he was a goofy looking little kid.
Well, the country people loved him.
Chompers were atrocious.
He had a top five hit on the country charts.
What was it?
He had a Grammy nominated song. I don't know. I have no idea because I hated everything he did. But anyway, the thing took a really ugly turn because his voice changed. And he was out of the business, and I'm not going to
give away Peter Brady.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much like Peter Brady. I'm not going to give away the rest of the story because you're going to hear it in a very strange place in a couple minutes here. But anyway, so what's Weiner? We got another ugly.
Well, I finally got him organized now. His messages, but back and forth with this girl, and this is from January 23rd of this year. And he says mainly a function of never socializing. She says I'm not much of a social butterfly. You are kind of sort of gorgeous. There is that. Thank you. But is it good to be only kind of sort of gorgeous? My dad is overprotective. He couldn't be at my house this late. Probably means I shouldn't be keeping you on here. Not true. Behave. All right, Anthony, smiley face. I'll behave. Then Weiner just sends an emoji of an arm flexing. Why that emoji? Ha ha.
Me making you comply emoji.
By the way, this is at 12:10 at night.
Oh, stupid.
Would you like me to?
You know, make her comply. What would you do?
It's a conversation. Maybe Skype someday.
So if I behave, you'll Skype me?
What a couple of dorks.
I know. I just can't believe he stays with it. She's such a drag.
I know. So now they've switched from Twitter Messenger to Facebook. This is January 24th, 8:58 a.m. So, up all night. That's Anthony Weiner. For the majority of it, yes. Wait, why isn't she in school, by the way?
Why is she up all night?
Well, what, I don't know what day of the week the 24th is. Maybe.
Well, she was up all night with him the one night, which I couldn't get over.
That was the night before.
She seems so incredibly uninterested in sex or any sex talk.
She's 15.
And she has low self-esteem and depression.
You must be egg. Oh, my God. I'm trying to figure out what he wrote here. Now I got it. Instead of exhausted, he wrote, you must be egg saw stead. EGG space SAW space STED.
Oh, how stupid.
That's right up there with Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, was that supposed to be cute?
Yes, you must be egg saw stead. How did you sleep? He didn't even. She didn't even bother like going. What do you know? He wrote it. Not great. Woke up very eager. So he's basically telling her.
Anthony's got Anthony's hard.
I woke up hard, aka eager. Why is that? Because once again, she's 15.
I get that a lot.
Idiot.
Obviously, something on my subconscious. How are you?
Oh, I get that a lot. Isn't I wake up hard all the time?
Yeah.
Gross pig.
And then I can't tell what she said to him. And he says, "I'm going to try too." And she says, "Smiley face. Guess I won't be alone. Just you and all the wandering eyes. Ha ha ha. So you're a dad? Have any plans with your son? Boy,
boring.
is that going to destroy
any
his bone.
Yeah, that thing is just deflating.
This is still January 24th. This is 9:22 now.
Well, the snow has stopped and the wind is done, so probably just bust out snow play day. 25 inches on the ground.
Whoa, sounds fun. Ha ha ha.
Oh my God, is she a drag?
And then he sent a picture of him holding his kid in the sun. Just like in a beach chair.
Oh, how cute.
Aw, he looks just like you. Very cute.
Gross.
Cute.
Is the kid hung?
Oh, my God, that kid is. No, just kidding. He looks just like you. Very cute.
T-Y
for thank you. And this is the shower stuff we talked about earlier.
Gross.
Getting misread for the gym. My alluring sound. I forgot that.
What?
My sounds alluring sound.
What a dork.
I know. He's such an idiot.
Okay. Let me go back to this part. How was lunch? This is 4:02 now on January 24th.
Oh, exciting.
Why do you do that? Drug dealer? ? Have you a secret porn identity? ? No. Haha. None of the above. I just have some parents that wouldn't approve of some things that I do. I'm a very clever, sneaky person. I believe these identify as Skype subjects.
That list is getting big.
So, in other words, it's stuff he doesn't want to text to her. He just wants to talk to her on Skype.
Right, right.
It's really not. I just use this guy as a cover boyfriend. I like older guys, mature men, but that's illegal. And with my dad being an attorney,
oh,
it's hard to get away with these things.
Now, he has to be beating a hasty retreat here, but I predict no.
You'd be surprised. Well, if anyone should get the wrong impression, we should say goodbye now.
Ooh.
So that's his kind of way of backing off.
Yeah, he didn't like that.
If you set it to your friends can contact you, then you're all set. Very good at this. I always talk about Facebook Messenger. I wasn't talking about Facebook. Ha ha ha. I'm very good at keeping a secret from my parents is what I meant.
Why is everything so damn funny to this chick? Ha ha ha.
Uncomfortable laughter.
Famous last words. He he.
Jesus. Ha ha. He uses he he. Maybe we shouldn't text as ourselves then. Could you send me some selfies? Catfish? ?
You could be. Pretty elaborate work, though. And then that's when he sends
Who said catfish?
She did. She wanted a picture of him to make sure she wasn't being catfish.
Oh, she knows who he is.
Of course she does. It seems almost like she's orchestrating that. And then that's when he sends the pool pic. And I'd like to come join you.
Maybe delete that. He he.
Then she responds with, I'm deleting all our messages as we go. Ha ha.
Oh my God.
And then she sends a picture of like her leg. And that's what she says, just sitting here in my towel. And he wrote, tease. And then it's a picture of her like torso, but clothed. Let's see. No. I'm clothed now. Then he just writes, sad face. I wouldn't look good naked. Really? Yeah. I imagine the opposite.
Oh, of course he's going to imagine the opposite. It doesn't matter what form. She could be the biggest endomorph on the planet, and he would think she'd look great nude.
Kind of an obvious question in the course of this conversation. In fact, not to ask would be odd. She says, got me there. Well, I haven't shaved.
Oh, gross.
I want to work out more, and I'm pale at the moment since it's January. Crying smiley face emoji. Oh,
tiny tiny flaws that would no doubt be overlooked.
He doesn't care. He so doesn't care.
He's such a jackass. Oh, my God. And she is just, she is boring me to tears. I'd be crying if I were still in this conversation.
She says, I know that you've said that my body is great. Do you actually think that?
Yes, you should too.
It's hard when you have, there's the part you were talking about before, low self-esteem, depression, and parents who are sick.
Oh, gross.
Whoa, didn't mean to open up. Whoa.
I know. That, thank you. I wish you wouldn't do that again.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
So it doesn't, and then I don't see, it's weird.
Keep a lid on that, honey.
You don't jump in these conversations so you don't know. The context is kind of missing. This one, it starts with, doesn't have to be tonight. She writes, okay, two eyes. So I'm the reason you woke up so eager? And he wrote, yes, and the solution, three droplets. I have a secret to tell you, winky face emoji, but I'd rather tell you in your ear. Okay, I understand. Sorry to cross the line there. That doesn't bother me, you weirdo. No, she just wrote, that doesn't bother me. I don't know you, but you know me.
She didn't even know what it meant.
No, I know.
What were the three drops for? Are you crying?
She says, I'd like to get to know you.
Uncle Wiggly's crying.
Anyway, what did you exactly did you think about this morning?
Mind if I tell you in your ear?
I don't think I can call you tonight. I have to wait when no one is in the house or if I take a walk.
And I don't know if I want to hear it anyway because it might be really gross.
I want you to get to know me and I can be your sin eater. What? I want to get to the point where you can feel that you can tell me anything.
Okay. Do you need that in your life, too?
If you're willing to be that person.
I'm lonely. He said, I'm lonely.
God. I am, too.
You seem to have a very active social life.
Yes, ha ha ha, crying smiley face emoji.
Oh.
And then later, Sunday night at 11:04. Well, I'm officially home for my workout.
Hard again.
Anthony Weiner texted a 15-year-old,
hard, period, again.
Does she even know what that means?
Well, she responds with, it's really easy to make you hard, winky face emoji.
Tell me about it. Sigh.
This is like the hottest moment she's had in all these conversations.
Yeah.
He probably blew up.
He got hard from this chick just coming home after working out.
Tell me about it. Sigh.
I think she's going to be out of her clothes taking a shower at some future point. That's the only thing we're thinking
about.
And
then once again, good Skype subject. Okay, when should we Skype?
No.
Let me do that when my parents are asleep. Will you be up at, say, maybe 11?
Should be. Can do it another time.
All righty. Be right back showering. And this is the whole showering thing. They're here now, but my door is locked, and they're going to bed soon. Tuesday at 9:10 p.m. Anyways, I'd like to Skype you again. Again. So there were Skypes with them.
Well.
Some other night, if that's okay. Then he says, I caught a glimpse of your body. Smiley face with heart eyes emoji.
Yo, stop sending emojis, people.
She writes, haha, so I'm taking that as a yes? And then, like, no response for a half hour. And she writes, how does this sound? I get up tomorrow and go to school. At my school, we... And then, God dang it, it just disappears again.
School.
Here's a fun one. Well, you can have all the people in the world, but it's hard to find people that actually care about you, or at least it feels that way. And how does he respond to that?
is your boyfriend bigger than me? gonna kick my ass.
The only logical thing to say to that.
A 51-year-old man is worried about a 15-year-old's boyfriend kicking my ass. No,
bigger than him.
No, ha ha. He is 6 feet tall, skinny, nerdy boy that drives a brand new Mercedes.
Ooh.
Is he a good lover?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm a virgin, by the way.
I'd hope so. There's his biggest lie.
Then how can he be a good lover?
There's his biggest lie.
Oh, then he hopes he's a good lover?
No, I hope so about her being a virgin.
Oh.
Why is that?
You are young.
So? Doesn't mean young people don't have sex or engage in sexual activity.
I know they do. I just assumed you did too.
It's pretty risky. Condoms don't prevent you from catching anything.
Oh, gross.
They help.
Oh, please hang up the phone, Anthony.
They help someone.
Turn the computer off.
They help someone, but there's still that risk. And people at my school don't go to clinics. However, there are a few people that I'd have sex with.
Condoms do protect you from catching almost everything, baby. Baby. Hey, baby, I'm going to drop some science on you, baby. Condoms are pretty good at and pretty effective at stopping STDs, baby. What a nice come on line.
No. There have been people that have used condoms and still catch HIV STDs, even when oral sex wasn't involved. What is she talking about?
She doesn't even know.
No. And then she just writes, agree to disagree, huh?
And, of course, wiener, because it's always got to be right. It's actually science, but I know there's a lot of scary stuff around the issue, so yes. Speaking about catching things, want to see something scary? What do you think he's going to send her that's scary?
She's going to say yes, right?
Well, she says yes with a crying smiley face emoji, but what do you think he's going to send that's scary? No guesses? Jay, do you have a guess? It is a...
His wife? It's a picture of his wife?
Yeah, I know. It's a shirtless chest of his, and it looks like he did that Michael Phelps cupping thing. There's all these little circles
and stuff. Oh, come on. Get out of here.
I know.
For a picture, he's sending a 15-year-old. He did that?
Yeah. Well, I think he just had the picture, of course, because he thinks he's so hot. So that was about 5 o'clock. The next one is at about 11 o'clock at night. I don't know what they're talking about, back and forth, something. And then he just writes, what are you wearing?
Nothing sexy, but that's about to change.
Oh, what?
You?
She's getting wild?
Apparently.
Okay.
And he writes, not responsive, whatever that means. I'm in shorts.
Well, he's got easy access to little Anthony.
I bet you look good, monkey eye emoji. I'm not in great shape. he is so fucking fishing for a compliment.
Oh, my God, yes.
Hey, I'm not in great shape.
She says, yes, you are. You have a sexy body.
I mean, I've slept a lot, but thanks. I was shredded this summer, been out of the gym, so I'm here now, so yay. What an asshole.
Shredded. He was not shredded.
So in this span of like two texts, he goes, yeah, you know what? I'm not in good shape. And then all of a sudden, hey, I was shredded last summer, been out of the gym though.
Gosh.
Yeah, my body fat's up to about 4% from 3.5.
Skype may have to be a tomorrow thing. If I Skyped you tonight, I'd have to play music so we talked so that my parents couldn't hear me talking and I'd have to keep the lights off.
No problem, baby.
And then she writes, no problem to Skyping tomorrow or Skyping tonight and having to do all of that.
Then he writes, so, some other time, whenever it's easier. So does he. In other words, I got so much pussy that I'm texting, tweeting, and all this other stuff. Whenever you're ready, you just get in line.
I think you pounded off before this conversation.
And just another thought, if my parents came in and heard me talking, they wouldn't automatically assume Anthony Weiner was on the other line. I've deleted messages that have your name attached to it. I religiously delete the kick. He uses kick. I religiously delete the kick messages so they'd have no way of knowing.
When do they come home?
And then once again, they jump ahead. I don't know what the context is, but... He's like,
yeah, like 3 days ago, we covered this. Put blank back on.
So I don't know what he's talking about there.
He's beating such a dead horse here.
Yeah, I just assumed you went through a few of my pictures and that was it. But it looks as if you're more like me, really scoping it out. I did the same with yours.
So you got my cock after all?
Wait, because it's here. It's ugh. So you got my C and then it's blocked out. They blurred it out. It's got to be cock, right?
Oh, come on. Of course it's cock.
So you got my cock after all. Hee hee.
He says he.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then it's a smirking emoji. I wish. So, it doesn't say what else.
So bad? She wishes she got his cock?
It cuts off there. Yeah.
She is lying. I would put it on a lie detector. That thing would be all over the place. Not want to see his cock.
And I don't know what they're talking about here. Once again, they jump ahead, and he says it's a connection with a real human. Is that this you meant? Whatever the fuck he means by that. No, haha. I meant, why do you enjoy me going and working out? Fitness is a turn on. After all, I don't know if I told you I was shredded last summer. Then she says something about, I wish you were here. And then it's like, there's so many missing. That's what sucks. You never went before, or you're just like turning me on? No, I went, but I didn't get to work out for long. But if that turns you on, winky face, smirking emoji, I'll work out all the time. Your body's pretty insane.
You really think so?
Yeah, of what I've seen on Facebook.
I thought it was kind of sort of hot.
Oh, thanks, monkey face emoji covering my eyes. Oh, boy. That's probably enough of Wiener. There's a couple other ones. Oh, he uses the word totes.
Totes?
Instead of totally.
Oh, no.
Ha.
No.
Yeah, totes. How are you, baby?
Oh, no.
Ha. Yeah, totes. How are you, baby? I'm doing well. I have to go to the DMV. Blank face emoji. You? Desk time. Some tax shit. Hopefully some exercise. Sounds boring.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what did she say she's doing?
She's going to the DMV.
Oh, that's so exciting. And this is you are such a riot, this bitch.
The kicker. I may have to go. She's talking about, I've Jim and my neighbor. I may have to go there after the DMV. Why are you going to the DMV?
You gave my learner's permit.
Yep.
How can you stay on the phone with somebody getting their learner's permit who isn't even remotely exciting anyway?
I don't know, man. Oh, Wiener.
She's like the Chris Rock girlfriend in the bad phone sex call.
Very much so. Well, she's 15.
I know, but she's not a very, you know, skanky 15. She could skank it up a little bit.
Do you think Uma's hot?
Uma's pretty. I think she's very pretty.
Very pretty, yeah.
Definitely.
Wiener. I love these pictures that they accompany with it. There's a picture of him sitting like in a public space in New York, and he's tapping on his phone. So you can only assume that he's sexting somebody. Just like when they use that picture of Hillary on the plane and she's got her BlackBerry out. You could just assume that she's sending an email that's letting out...
unsecured email.
Yeah, letting out national security events.
I see Wiener, secrets. By the way, when he and Uma are divorced, I see him telling people about their sex life big time. Like, oh, Uma loved
Oh, he
cock.
Told her. Oh, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. That's in the story somewhere about... Whom and I haven't banged in a year, but it's not in one of their texts.
It'll be like, I used to drive Uma crazy, man. When we first got to know each other, she used to come like 5 times every time. It was incredible.
The teen wrote a letter to Anthony Wiener after her interview with Daily Mail. Wiener gave it to Daily Mail to publish, which he said he indicates that he could have been the subject of a hoax. The teen told us why she wrote it, saying, a few months ago, Anthony asked me why I wanted to share my story, and I couldn't really give a good answer, and I wanted to explain it to him what I was doing. Huh. That's interesting.
Once when I was inside Uma, she said, I love your cock, Anthony, and I just blew up right there and then.
Oh, gross. Reality, who was that? What happened to you? Last summer you used to be shredded. What a turd. I never did anything illegal.
She always put her hand on my ass. Really like that?
What do you like about that?
That's what Uma used to do.
Ugh.
He wants to tell everyone all about Uma. I got a picture of her, too. I took this when she wasn't looking. Check her out. She's got a pretty good body.
If I was ABC, I'd make him The Bachelor immediately. Immediately.
Would that be funny?
If he was The Bachelor, it'd be the best.
I would love that.
He would want to give everybody a rose. Instead of handing out roses, he should hand out phones so he can text all the contestants that make it through.
Man, I'll just break things up a little bit.
Baby G?
This
Billy
is
Gilman?
Billy Gilman. Billy Gilman is coming right up. But okay. First, you got to see this piece of shit. Oh, is this guy a piece of shit? I hate this son of a bitch. You're not going to believe this story. It's
for
so bad.
For several years, has police saying these weren't tragic accidents.
And now Alan Bonds is facing four counts of animal cruelty. Priya Mann was in the court as Bonds was charged.
A 21-year-old Trenton man was studying to become a crime scene investigator, but today he was in court, accused of torturing and killing animals.
He wouldn't do that. He's not that kind of a kid.
Rick
oh, really?
Bond says his son, Alan, loved animals and isn't capable of the horrific crimes he's been accused of.
They told us that it was the dog food. They gave him bad dog food or something.
Yeah, so three different dogs died.
All new to me.
Trenton police say Bonds tortured, poisoned, and killed three Yorkies. In July of 2014, he was pet-sitting for his girlfriend's mother's two dogs. When the family returned, their older dog, O'Malley, was dead. The younger dog, Rory, was sick and died 15 days later.
Mr. Bonds couldn't explain the death to the victim. The owner of the dogs.
The victim then got a New Yorkie called Flanagan, and the abuse escalated. They first found the dog injured in his cage. Days later, someone broke
injured.
His two paws.
Oh,
police say at that point,
paws.
The vet started to suspect Bonds. A week later, the dog's neck was snapped, and Flanagan
what
was
the
killed.
Fuck? How could you let this guy near your dog?
Because nobody in the family does that.
Bonds then left
your
for
kid
school,
does.
And the family got a fourth Yorkie. McGee was unharmed until a neighbor saw Bonds at the home in December. The dog had a bloody nose and an eye injury, but survived the attack.
After
now,
three
Bonds
dogs.
Was arrested last night at Ferris
Dahmer.
Estate. He's been charged with home invasion, animal cruelty, causing death, and animal.
After three dogs, would you let that idiot near
no,
your dog?
But bus of her home invasion, did you just go in there and do it?
No, that was his girlfriend's parents' dog. His girlfriend's
Why
mother's
dog. Is he charged
dog.
With home invasion then?
Maybe broken for that fourth one.
That's what I mean. Oh, you mean the first two and then
the first three, he was dating the daughter.
Yeah. Well, maybe they didn't know. Maybe he's that sly.
When they left the
monster.
Two dogs with him and they came home and the first dog was dead and the second one died 15 years later, that'd
you don't
be
let
the end
the
of
third.
Him being around my dogs.
Wow.
I know, what a three Yorkies. How could you kill a Yorkie?
How could you kill any?
No, I know, any animal, of course. Animal. All right, get ready.
Oh, I'm pumped for Gilman, man.
I know, it's a heavy story. I don't think I even wanted to pants him anymore.
What?
I had a lot of sympathy
That's
for
That's part of who you are. That's in your DNA with de-pantsing Billy Gilman.
He's been through a lot.
Oh, so if he was here, he'd be like, you know what, Billy, I wanted to de-pants you and... I have no desire to de-pants you anymore. Now, the irony is he probably wouldn't mind being de-pants now.
Don't give the story away. Don't give the whole story away.
I think that's the last we had heard from him. But if he was here and you were telling him that, I think I might de-pants him just for the sake of everybody.
Well, yeah, somebody would need to do it.
And then he's going to be hung.
Oh, Billy.
You hated Gilman.
I know. But
how old is he now? Like 19?
28.
28.
I thought he was going to be 14, Mark.
That was so long ago when you hated him.
I know. I still remember him, though. I mean, I have not forgotten him for a second.
Oh, that name's going to stick with you, Billy Gilman.
I still remember that story when... God, where are you, Gilman? I think he's right before her.
Gilman! What did he win the award with a song? Do you know? Did he have a big hit?
One voice.
What does it sound like? Do we even know? I mean, it's going to sound like a little kid singing. This is One Voice. Oh, no, he sucks. What the hell? This won a Grammy?
I know, it's ridiculous.
And Maddie B gets no recognition and this crap wins?
Oh, Maddie B. Doesn't do anything original. Mark, you see him? He's on a school bus. He's like 3 feet tall in this video.
People want to de-pants me. We need some help.
Oh, this is so stupid. All right, nix this.
Do we find out where his Grammy is? Does he keep it, like...
I don't think he won. I think he was just nominated. Or did he win?
Oh, I
did
thought
he actually
won.
Win?
Oh, maybe he's just nominated.
I think he just nominated. Anyway, I remember that story where he was... They told him,
Hey, Billy, only two minutes to stage or something, and he was like on the other side of wherever they were. I think it was at Belle Isle maybe or somewhere. And so Billy, who had security, he had like three security guys who were around him at all times. And he's like, let's go, guys, let's run. And Billy started jogging to the stage. Somebody's telling this story because they were like right there. And Billy was jogging in his leather pants with three adult security guys jogging around him.
Oh, man. why don't they just pick him up and run?
Good point. Here we go.
Let's meet our next artist, 28-year-old Billy Gilman, who's no stranger to the spotlight.
The type of music that was always around me when I was growing up was country music. I don't remember a moment when I wasn't singing.
How far did you take it at a young age?
Started being trained vocally at 7 years old, and then started to do local fairs and festivals around my town. Sony got wind of it and signed me to a record deal at 10 years old.
You got a record deal when you were 10?
Yeah. First single was released when I was 11.
This new CD is called One Voice.
Look how serious he is.
Oh.
Look at those choppers.
Oh, those choppers
are awful.
At number 2 on the Billboard Top Country chart, I was the youngest person to have a top 40 country hit, and the song was nominated for 2 Grammys. So the response was overwhelming, to say the least.
Teeth look great now.
Looking back on all of it, I don't think that an 11-year-old can truly grasp that, but it was an amazing experience. It truthfully was.
His head grew into his choppers.
As every young man grows up and turns 14 and 15, the voice change was happening. It was gone. It was just... That was it. I was let go from Sony, and that was a hard
one. His voice
doesn't
change that much.
And back to Rhode Island, I went to figure out...
Not really.
What now? Within the quiet moments, I found who I was as a person. Many times I would read comments,
gay.
Is he gay, is he not? But I never really realized it for myself up until those years.
Well, those people think I'm gay.
I had to come to grips with being gay.
And I am gay.
I hid it for as long as I could because I was scared to death.
I cannot imagine someone going through life and not being able to
really
be
heavy.
Who they are.
His parents both start
stick
crying.
With him. We love him. So.
I can't seriously thank you enough, and it goes far beyond.
Oh, Billy's having a moment. Oh, he goes down.
No, it
goes
Gilman.
Far beyond this whole opportunity.
I think his dad might be in the closet.
I took a long time to rebuild vocally, but it was coming back. And then coming to grips with who I was personally, I also came to grips with who I was as a singer.
You know, I love my country music roots, but deep down, I really always wanted to be a pop singer.
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
Looking at all the coaches, they all could teach me and guide me in amazing ways, but I think Miley would be a fun, radical change. It's actually nerve-wracking to stand here and just be 100% me. There's only one shot to reinvent myself, so there's a lot on the line.
All right, here we go.
Does
Billy.
He sing his own song?
Come on, buddy. Come
for
on,
the
buddy.
One he sang when he was 11?
No.
He doesn't?
Nope.
Isn't that what you would expect him to sing?
I don't know. I didn't know what to think. Everybody he wants to start over as a pop singer. I don't even know this song, do you?
This is Adele. Absolutely. The way you move. I can sing this whole song for you. And everybody here is watching. Oh, he sucks. Cause you feel
like oh, they all thought he nailed it. Like a dream. Although it looked like there's going to be no turns for a while here. Which would have been awesome. But this Grammy-nominated guy can't get one chair to turn. Can I would have depanced him if that would have happened. Before I go.
Cause I've been by myself all that long. That's what Adam turned around on that?
Yep.
You sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Whoa.
Miley turns.
I forgot Miley's on this show.
Oh, she can be a real idiot.
They turn around because they thought a woman was singing.
Probably. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song.
That's not how the song goes.
Blake and Alicia turn in the last note.
Everybody wants a part of Gilman.
Bawling already. That's your problem is crying jags.
I think it would have been hilarious if you ran on stage now and deep handed him.
Might have been there. I couldn't have stopped myself.
At the peak of his comeback. When do they realize he's Billy Gilman?
They don't know yet.
What's your name, man?
My name is Billy Gilman.
I know Billy.
Uh-oh.
Usually
I started
their first
out as a
name.
Young country artist and had great success. To finally be here at a moment where I can finally sing the way I so badly wanted to even then. Why and to he, finally stand here and be that? Amongst you, it truthfully is
why
such an honor.
Why does he go by William Gilman now?
Did he say William Gilman?
No, why doesn't he go by William
Gilman? Because he wants to suckle off his kid's success.
Or Bill Gilman.
Wants to suckle off his own teeth.
Hey there, I'm Bill Gilman.
Isn't he a little too serious?
A 28-year-old.
I mean, have you heard one joke or one, like...
He's serious except for his name. Go by Billy.
Oh, this guy's way too intense.
When I was making my first album, that's when one voice came out, and it's crazy, Billy, because you always wonder, whatever happened to somebody, you know? Now you found your sound and where you belong musically, you know? And I'm happy for you, man. I really am.
I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Wait,
he's trying to recruit
me.
He wants to win.
I opened up for your father.
Was there like a video where you were on a school bus at one time?
That was me.
Yes. I know who the hell you are. Let me take care of you. I've seen you, and yes, yes.
I already said he wants Miley to be his coach.
I don't know who turned around. I don't know what the order was. Yes, I was first. Not important.
I was second.
I haven't sat down because I can't. Like, it's not physically possible at this point. So rarely do I hear everything happen on the stage. That intangible quality that you possess.
Plus, it looks like they go to the same barber, doesn't it?
Embodies the person that wins this show.
Gilman's haircut and Adam Levine's haircut are exactly the same.
I'm not sitting down until you join my team.
Thank you, man.
Shaved
it's like shaved on the side and it's like long on top.
Yeah.
What you really accomplished, which is the
shaved
greatest
way up
to
the
me,
sides.
Is the
so
ability
is his,
to
so
stand
Levine's.
Here
no.
and be your best you. And it was very inspiring.
Be your best you.
And I hope to continue to be inspired by you. So thank you for
she
today.
She doesn't fight hard
gorgeous
at all.
Voice. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
She probably wonders why she's doing this show.
You found this nice balance of having these riffs and what I call
it.
Little yodel things, but without overdoing it and distracting from the song. I was totally impressed, and I'd love to help you now become the new Billy. Because I
all
had to
I
make
hear
that decision,
is Vanessa
and I know
Bayer's
how I
impersonation
want people to see me,
from
I'm
SNL.
Very clear about that. So I would love to help you be clear to people.
The voice
about
was really
are.
Good. She's such an idiot. I got to tell you
this
something stupid she said.
Because you're a very, very incredibly talented person that's had some success. You got to get people rooting for the new you.
No, but I also think he's not necessarily the underdog.
Can
he's
I finish
had success.
Can
sorry, I just
want
to, I have to tell everything. Sorry. I'll tell you afterwards. But we have private time when I'm
he's
your coach.
He's the opposite of the underdog.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
I'm pretty sure.
That I'll tell you afterwards when we have private time when I'm your coach.
No.
Bitch.
She's saying exactly what I was saying.
I can say it again with cuter pigtails and a better outfit.
Adam said it. I didn't even hear
a
it.
Better
but
outfit?
When you said it, like, I felt it.
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Billy, it's time to pick a coach.
Never been so
is
nervous
that,
in my life.
Is this like
life.
The good part of the show where they bicker over people?
Well, they don't usually have four people bickering. Oh, what a teaser.
Ooh, wow.
What a commercial.
Who's going to win the Bicker Fest?
The Bicker Fest can be funny. Usually Adam and... And
Blake
Raggy.
Yeah. Player. I don't know, but I just feel like it's going on way too long. Like,
well,
right.
You don't usually have four people turn around.
Just let Gilman decide.
All four coaches push their buttons for Billy Gilman.
Never been so nervous in my life.
Now Billy has the difficult decision of picking his coach.
I know he's more nervous when he told his parents
when
he's
came
gay.
Out, yeah, of course.
And when he kissed his first dude.
Oh, that was
I
nerves.
I have to say one thing.
That was excitement.
One of the biggest impressions was... The moment you won your first ACM award, I believe, and you stomped up those stairs, that image stayed with me until this day.
See how intense he is?
Thank you.
Thank you, Bailey.
Oh, he's married.
However.
Where was his husband? Why did they have his husband?
What do you mean he's married?
He's got a wedding band on.
Gilmo does?
Yeah. Well, so why isn't his husband with him?
I didn't say anything about Gilmo's husband.
No.
Or about him being married. Oh, he'll turn. Just, the husband will turn up. You watch as soon as he sings for the real money.
Hey, Gilman, we want you on the show, but save your husband for when you make it to the next round.
And we, if you want to be on the show, you're gonna have to make out with him. TV.
I wouldn't be surprised if they tell him that.
And you have to rub his groin too, please. That's the preconditions. But that's it. Whatever. Oh, is that Gilmo? Oh, it's Adam. It's Adam. Adam is so
far. Hard to tell the hairstylers at the same.
I know.
Billy Gilman could win The Voice. I truly believe that. He's got an incredible voice. I finally got my bearings and I found my mojo. I'm excited.
Oh my God, I'm shaking. Whew, this is the most validating thing I think I could ever have. I swear.
He's always serious. He's, I mean, he just, there's no relief for Gilmo.
He married some IT guy, some guy who works in IT. So
really?
Mm-hmm. Everything's great.
Probably so you could see a lot of gay porn online.
Yeah, because you needed to be married to see all that.
You need an IT expert to get the best gay porn.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
We have the story about what went down with the guy that killed his four kids last night.
Oh, you found it.
And tried to kill his wife. Yep.
Good job, Jay. And what happened back in 1991, July?
The man 14th. Suspected in a quadruple slaying early Wednesday previously spent 16 years in prison for murdering his pregnant wife and unborn child.
What?
That'll get you 16 years, apparently. 16 years for killing his pregnant wife.
Oh, my God.
Can you fucking believe that?
No.
Gregory Green, whose children were found dead in the family home and whose wife was severely injured, also was the subject of a rejected personal protection order. What? That is so stupid.
That's incredible.
I mean, we already knew that, but it's just so dumb. He stabbed his wife and then he called police. Corrections spokesman Chris Gotts said of the 91 case, when the police arrived, he let them in and told them what he'd done. Did the same thing.
Yeah, he was sitting on the porch. Yep.
Green, 49, also reportedly called 911 Wednesday around 1 a.m. and told officials he had harmed his family in their home. 91, Green stabbed and killed his wife, Tanya, who was 6 months pregnant, and they lived in Detroit. He stabbed her, which killed the child. Green pleaded no contest to second-degree murder and was sent to prison in 92 with a 15 to 25-year sentence. What? 15 to 25? He killed two people!
Well, I wonder why he only got second degree, too.
He killed, oh my God, he killed an embryo, whatever. God, it's incredible.
Good job, parole board.
Yeah, nice work.
Way to go.
Hey, went 8 years without killing anybody. Only killed four people. That's only one every 2 years. Good job. records also show Green. You know, what was my theory on parole boards? Oh.
Make them glow?
No, that's death row people. They should they should have people on the parole board should have to serve the time of the people that they parole when they get out if they committed another crime. So in other words, if they're they're not going to commit a crime, then they shouldn't let them out because they have to serve too.
Good. So these people would have to serve, what, 7 years or something?
But I want to like triple their pay. So they're paid a lot of money. So they'll be wealthy while they're on the parole board. They'll keep people coming in even though they may have to serve time.
Oh, that's a great idea.
But they'll never parole anyone, which is great, I think.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah. Denying greens. I think it's got some legs. What do you think? They'll pay him $1 million a year. Each member would be paid $1 million a year.
Would you do it? But see, then you just would never parole anybody.
No, of course not. But that's the idea.
There has to be some reward if they parole somebody.
Well,
they'd
have to say you have to parole like one out of every 20 people. So you'd have to parole. You'd have to take some chances.
One out of 20. Wow, that risk is getting worse.
I mean, you can end up on death row. I mean, if your parolee ends up on death row, you're getting the death penalty too. While in prison, Green completed cognitive programming and had one ticket for fighting over the use of a television.
What?
Oh, good for him.
Oh, man.
He completed cognitive programming. Congratulations. Wow. You murdered two people and you completed cognitive programming. So it kind of evens it out, right? Denying Green's previous four requests for parole, the board noted he demonstrated little emotion or remorse and had lack of empathy. But somehow that fifth time, it all came together. He lied just right.
Wow.
What a piece of shit. Oh, God, I hate that.
That's a bummer. Can we watch Gilman again?
No, he's too intense.
Cheer everybody up.
Brad Pitt.
You know, it's funny. You were I'm sorry, but you were bitching about, you know, all the horrible news lately.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad.
Here's the, maybe this is a serious issue, shallow thoughts, all the stuff going on. You've been watching GMA?
Yes.
You've been watching Michael Strahan try to cover these serious issues?
He's terrible.
It's becoming to the point now, I noticed today, he's not really on them much. They used him today to segue to Ginger Z for the story about the wildfires. They didn't let him do any of the voiceover for the terrorist attack in New York or for...
He can't do that stuff. He's just
Or for the Charlotte shooting. No, I know. It sounds ridiculous when he does them.
And when he does the follow-up questions, it's so obvious that they're on a teleprompter.
Oh, well, he's got those cards in front of him, but he can't. He gets so lost in his own thought.
Yeah, no, I can't believe they gave him that job. Well, I thought he was just going on there to do, like,
entertainment,
you know, sports,
right?
Stuff or entertainment.
Yeah. But no, he's anchoring. He's mainly at the big board.
What's the, while I'm looking up this Brad Pitt stuff, can you yank that stuff about his comments about his old show? He made some
about Rippa?
Comment. Yeah.
The Ripster?
I mean, didn't
in an interview
really
with People magazine, Michael Strahan says that, "I'm not the bad guy." Rippa claims she was completely blindsided by show executives when Strahan first announced his plans to leave for GMA without informing her first.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, she's not the producer of that show. So
she is his partner. I mean, she's the person he spends the most time with.
I understand that, but should he tell the partner before the show executives? You know?
Maybe not before the show executives.
There is
before it's announced publicly, for Christ's sake.
Oh, clearly. Absolutely. The most disappointing thing to me was that I was painted as the bad guy because I value the way I carry myself, Strahan told the magazine. I don't want people to see me as, well, he just ran out, just left them there. That's not true. At one point, I think we're friends. I don't know what happened in the end. I learned a lot from her, though. Strahan admitted...
he doesn't know what happened at the end.
He admitted that it was semi-expected, her reaction.
Ah!
I wasn't surprised by her reaction at all, but I can't control somebody else's actions. I was there for 4 years, and it's about more than just being in front of the camera. Now his friendship with Rippa is forever tainted.
Oh!
Towards the end of it, we didn't really communicate much at all. It kind of looked like it was what it was. I came from a business where you have to corroborate. The show was going well. We're all winning. That's all that matters to me. I'm Michael Strahan.
Oh, you're winning, but is she winning?
Well, that's funny you said that. Actually, I was going to leave it there, but the story actually ends with, Rippa may not view herself as a winner. However, she's looking for a new co-host on Life. I can't.
Who are the front runners for that job, by the way?
I don't know.
Is Fred
never
Savage still in there?
Probably. Oh, you know who they should get? Ooh. Billy Gilman.
I could so see Gilmo doing that.
Gilmo.
It's nothing
Gilmo!
Intended.
Gilmo.
Nothing nefarious intended there.
No, I know.
It just fits.
That's
I mean,
fun
you know, people.
Name.
You know, people called him Gilmo when he's a kid.
Easily, or Choppers. Some
Choppers.
Some people call him
Choppers.
Choppers
was
I don't
perfect.
Know who.
He's the first person to have his head grow into his teeth. this Brad Pitt Angelina Jolie divorce.
Yeah,
this is really funny. She wants complete physical custody. She wants him to have visitation,
yeah,
and
good
that's
luck
it.
With that.
I know.
Good luck getting all that, honey.
That is just so arrogant. Doesn't it say everything about her?
Yep, you got it.
Are you out of your mind, honey? You know why she wants that?
Why?
Because they've lived this nomadic life.
Yeah.
They've got about 8 mansions all over the world, and she's like, let's go spend 3 months in Spain. Let's go spend 3 months in New York City. I mean, she moves around this family of, you know, 6 brats.
Let's go spend 3 months in Virginia.
Yeah, it's absolute madness. Yeah, they've got a house near where your brother lives, right?
Yes, they do.
How weird is that?
I think Brad's going to get that house because it's mainly his fishing joint.
Oh, How weird is that? Does people see them? Do they show their faces?
Well, the tabloids have caught him down there in the Abingdon, Virginia, Tennessee border area near Bristol. And, you know, they leave him alone because they don't care who he is. Pretty simple life down there. But that little, not little, but that huge plot of land with all those houses on it, It's hard to track down who owns it, but that's the rumor that it's the Pitt Jolie compound.
Well.
Yeah.
Is it well protected?
Well, it's hard to get to, and it's, you know, I don't know. It's like a private drive, and then if you look at it on Google Earth, the private drive is miles long.
Is she doing that, too, for child support, if she has custody?
She said she wants no child support.
Yeah, she doesn't ask for anything of that, but she just wants the kids. I just want the kids.
I'm just wondering, too, because celebrity net worth shows Brad at $240 million. She's at $160, so you just wonder if she's going to go after any.
I think she'll be okay.
She's got at least $80 million hidden somewhere.
In one of the houses?
Probably.
Well, they used to have a place in New Orleans, but they sold that one.
That's Brad's house.
Is it?
It's been for sale for like a year and a half.
Oh, they still haven't sold it?
No.
I've been by that house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's you've been in
it. How sweet is it?
Well, I mean, you've been to the French Quarter, right?
Yeah.
You know where Café du Monde is?
No, I can't.
It's the favorite famous beignet place that's like, Jackson Square?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So it's just like up the road from Jackson Square. So it's right in the heart of the French Quarter.
Oh, how nice.
It's huge. Yeah, no, it'd be a great place to live.
So anyway, this nomadic life, and he was not crazy about the way those kids were being raised. He did not like this craziness. He wanted them to settle down in one place, specifically the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if she was making a movie or he was making a movie and they wanted to go, you know, maybe to the set for a special occasion or for a month or for summertime. You know, that's what he wanted to do. They had sort of settled somewhere, I guess, and she suddenly said, I have to live in France, because she'd gone to France and it made her feel closer to her dead mother.
She
moved the whole brood and bought this giant
place
in France to be closer to her mother.
Are these kids really dumb? Who educates them?
I don't know.
Angelina?
Well, we know how dumb they are if she educates them, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they're homeschooled. Apparently, there's a gaggle of nannies.
Yeah.
And the other thing, the interesting part of this is that Angelina has agreed to do every other weekend with Billy Bob Thornton with Pax.
Oh, really?
That's his son.
Pax or Maddox?
Maddox, I mean.
Maddox, yeah. Well, who's Maddox. His Pax? And what about Zahara and Shiloh?
What's
the other one's name?
Brad and Angelina. Wouldn't that be funny, though, seriously, if Billy Bob Thornton had every other weekend?
What's the fifth one's name? Does anyone know? It's probably just
they
like,
do list them.
Did you say Knox?
Tim.
Maddox, Pax, Zahara, Shiloh, and twins Vivian and Knox. Knox, K-N-O-X. What a ridiculous name. And, the other thing was that apparently his parents never get to see these kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his parents, he's from a very normal family in Missouri.
Mississippi, yeah, Missouri, yeah.
Very Midwestern guy, very close family, and I guess his parents are not, it sounds like, they never really come out and say it, but it doesn't sound like they're big Angelina Jolie fans. Because when they first started, you know, collecting all these kids, which is what I think they're doing, they're just collecting kids, I don't know beyond that, but apparently his mother came to visit, and the kids will go to bed at like 2 a.m. one night, you know, 9 o'clock the next night. And she was trying to get the kids on a schedule. And Angelina just raised unholy hell. Don't you tell me how to raise my kids, blah, blah, blah. I know what I'm doing. I do it my way.
Well, you know, she's loaded, so those kids will probably be fine and don't really need to contribute to society for the most part. So who cares if they're stupid or ever on a schedule?
Yeah.
Right? It
probably won't matter.
No, it's not going to matter. They'll just pay everybody. They'll just pay people to do stuff for them.
Yeah, and they'll pay double, but I mean, don't have any choice. They won't know any better.
Nope.
It sounded like his family have been very unhappy with this wedding or this marriage because this relationship. They've only been married 2 years.
I know, that surprised me. I didn't know they were only married for 2 years. I mean, they've been together longer.
12 years.
Yeah.
But only married two. And it sounds like it's been a endless misery for his family, just because they don't get to spend time with his kids, their grandkids. Although James Haven stays with them for months at a time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which annoys...
No, you're not serious, are you?
No, I'm serious.
Her brother?
Yes, her brother, who she was in love with.
Yeah.
Can we get the audio of Angelina? Oh, wait, let me read this first. Angelina's brother, James Haven, takes her kids to the park for baseball fun before a divorce bombshell and custody war. As it emerges, he's their full-time nanny. How nice. I'm sure Brad wanted that.
Oh, man, that weirdo. Why? So they can make out all the time in front of the kids?
Yeah. Haven's been seen accompanying her and her kids to Cambodia, where she was shooting a movie, in several airports as she travels with one or more of her children with Brad Pitt. Now, photos taken just the day before, Jolie blindsided Pitt by filing for divorce. Show Haven with the couple's three biological kids, Shiloh and twins Vivian and Knox, together at Daly Park. Oh, so the biological kids are treated differently than the adopted kids? They just hang out with each other?
Probably, yeah, sure.
Haven and the kids spend time playing baseball and resting on a picnic table during the outing.
I'm sure he's a great nanny, by the way, because he's probably in fear of getting fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she would fire her brother that she's so in love with. He was wearing his favorite beret and some sunglasses. He watched over the youngsters along with a female companion. The one-time actor, who Angelina is extremely jealous of, by the way, the one-time actor first came to the world's attention back in 2000 when Jolie and he kissed on the mouth at the Oscars. She won a Supporting Actors Academy Award for Girl Interrupted. Oh, God. How ridiculous. And then this is probably the best day of Brad Pitt's life, the day they split up.
Yeah, he's free.
Absolutely.
Why didn't he file then?
I don't know. He didn't want to be the bad guy. He dumped Aniston to be with her, remember?
Mm-hmm. But now there's rumors that her and Thoreau are getting divorced.
Thoreau. Every time I see his name, it just freaks me out for some
Justin
reason.
Thoreau. Really?
Yeah.
God, he's great in The Leftovers. Did you watch The Leftovers?
Wait, is that a TV show?
Yeah, on HBO.
I don't think I've seen The Leftovers.
You'd probably hate it.
Here's the speech. The speech from hell. This speech tells you everything you need to know.
I'm surprised nobody's ever fainted up here. Oh, I'm in shock. And I'm so in love with my brother right now. He just held me and said he loved me. And I know he's so happy for me. And thank
you
for that.
Dropped.
And so thank you to Columbia, Winona. You're amazing. And thank you for supporting all of us through this. And all the girls in this film are amazing, and Whoopi, everybody, and my family for loving me, Janine Schreier, and your sister, Michelle. Michelle, we love you. Gaia Kaczynski, my mom, who's the most brave, beautiful woman I've ever known, and my dad, you're a great actor, but you're a better father. And Jamie, nothing without you. You are the strongest, most amazing man I've ever known, and I love you. And thank you so much.
God, they are so in love at this moment. I've never seen siblings so in love. He was like, had his hands up to his face like, oh my God, I love her so much. And I'm so hard from that kiss.
Gross. He's weird looking too. He freaks me out.
His hair's bleached like really blonde. Then
his features are very sharp.
Yeah, they don't look like brother and sister really, do they?
Well, she's got pretty sharp features too.
Yeah, she does. You're right. And, of course, that whole thing with John Voight where she was estranged from him for years.
Yeah, he's worried about the kids, though, now.
Because he cheated on her mother, and so she wouldn't talk to him for, like, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she cheated on her husband's I guess she hasn't cheated on Brad Pitt, or so we don't know, but she cheated on the first two husbands.
That's Voight's fault.
What?
Well, it's not her fault. It's Voight's fault because he cheated
on
her mother.
Yeah, of course. Nothing's her fault. It's never her fault or her mother's fault.
And just so you know, the wax museum at Madame Tussauds in London have separated the wax figures of Brad and Angelina.
Oh, no. It's going to freak people out. They're going to be so upset when they go.
It's so stupid about this story. And you're going to hear this all the time. People, man, who gives a shit about this? You'll hear all this complaining that, what is this news? But yet, it'll get a lot of clicks and it'll get a lot of eyeballs and people care.
Oh, absolutely.
There's already been a little bit of bitching about that because there's a story released yesterday, the Washington Post, about Trump, and it gets just buried by Angelina and Brad breaking up.
Those Trump stories are really interesting because he's been audited so many times. How could this be something the world just figured out?
I don't know.
And I wonder, too, how do they get his tax records? I mean, how do they get all this stuff?
The Washington Post?
Yeah.
Well, they're not his tax records. They're his foundation's records. I mean, the foundation, that's got to be public, right?
Yeah,
that's how I understood it. And so you see who
they got to have somebody pretty good digging into that stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, connecting to the dots, like this foundation has received this
someone
donations.
Has spent a lot of time on that stuff.
You can bet on that.
Well, it's all been the Washington Post. They have a whole team.
Yeah. They've got, I think, 9 reporters working on him.
So does the Times. But it just takes, you know, here's their public record and where did they donate money to and why did they donate money to that person? Is there a connection to that person and Donald Trump?
They say he has not given any money, any of his own money to charity since 2008.
And even then it was only like $1,000.
Yeah. So I guess all that apprentice money was charity money that he gave away?
Well, we talked about this. It was probably either part of his salary.
That's his money.
I think the Post wrote about it and said the production company paid for some and he paid for some.
But that is his money. I mean, if it's his salary for the show, it's his money
that's generated by the show. I mean, that's a little...
But it's still his money. He could put it in the bank with all his other money, and then he writes a check out of that. It's the same money.
Depending on what the contract says, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's deceptive as hell to say that's not his money if he made it doing the show.
Well, the TV production company paid some of those charitable donations as well.
But would that have been his money if it wasn't?
Well, that's the question. That's unless you see his contract.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, you're talking about relatively small potatoes anyway.
Oh, on the Apprentice?
Yeah. What did they?
They gave away a lot of money.
What did he donate?
Well, every week that when they had whatever the thing they were doing was, where the one team would compete against the other, when they got in the later stages of that, they would take in $300,000-$400,000.
Okay. And the production company's paying
half
of
what
that.
They did. No, they would match it.
No, the production company. That's what I was saying. That's what that Post article says. He would pay from it, and then the production company would pay the other half.
Oh, of the original amount.
Yeah.
Well, but he would match the amount. Frequently, he would say, and I'm going to match it, you know, depending on what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, I took it as that matching being half and half from when I read it. But, anyway, you know, for him, what's $150,000 or $300,000?
You wouldn't think it's much, but
I just can't believe he gets people to donate and then turns around and then makes a donation from his foundation so he gets all the accolades.
Well, that's what I don't understand is how can he do that when he's audited as often as he is? How is that legal? Because even if it's legal, it looks terrible.
I don't know if it's legal for the charity. I mean, that's not really on him, though.
But I just want to know if he's being audited all these times, which, you know, supposedly he's audited almost every year. Yeah, how could he possibly do that if that's against the law?
You mean the individual Donald Trump or the
individual
company?
Donald Trump.
Well, that's not going to be
that's all one and the same. That's all. I mean, I think probably a lot of that stuff comes off of his tax return.
Well, I don't know. I assume the tax return would just have his charitable donations, which is why one of the reasons they think he doesn't want to release them, because they'll see, oh, he hasn't donated any money to any charity.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a messy one. I would imagine. Well, it sounds like they've gotten to the bottom of it anyway. I mean, shitty story.
I don't know if people will care, but what it does is it really stops him from attacking the bigger slush fund that is the Clinton Foundation.
Well, it's funny because they were talking about that today. Because I was just thinking to myself, you know, oh, sure, she's going to pound him with this stuff. But, yeah, it she's got the Clinton Foundation and a lot of other bullshit. I mean, there's so much stuff about her that's never even come up in this campaign.
Like what?
Oh, like the White House furniture they took?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of really silly shit. You know, her Republican, what she's the vast right-wing conspiracy, making up, putting Clinton's dick in these women.
Yeah, but that's another thing that they, can you really bring it up?
Bring that up?
Yeah, with Trump's alleged philandering, which what is it even, what is
but
any of that even
he can't
matter
even
for him?
Touch Bill Clinton.
No, I know. Just like... He can't touch the Clinton Foundation, although the Clinton Foundation has donated money to legitimate organizations.
He can't touch Bill Clinton for fucking around.
Oh, I know. That's what I said.
Not to mention Clinton is also accused of assaulting women. Uh-oh. Special Victims Unit launches investigation into Anthony Weiner.
All right.
For having an underage relationship.
Relationship? He never touched her. He never sent her a dick pic, allegedly. I mean, wouldn't we have seen his penis?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he would have.
So once again, they're trying to go after danger.
No, they're definitely somebody is going to nail him for something. I don't know if it's going to be Child Protective Services or. But boy, it's funny how fast they were all over that. I mean, the kid was in a picture. How was the kid being hurt?
because he's sexting instead of taking care of the child.
What, so people never have sex when they have when there's a baby in a crib in the room?
No, apparently not. Apparently not. Nope.
Guess not.
If you do, if you admit to it, Child Protective Services is coming after him.
All right, we got to be moving along. So we'll Trudy's along tomorrow. And I hope there's something else to talk about, man. This thing is just, I'm telling you, these two police stories is just such a bummer. And I don't know, there's not a real...
I hate that they're connected. I think I've said that about a billion times.
Yeah, but they are. Every time they do one story, they do the other story.
They're both terrible events. One, the cop appears to be at fault. And the other, the, you know, cops seem to be justified in their shooting.
So have a good one, and we'll see you part two people tomorrow for part two. Maybe some of you will even bother to listen to part one. Crowds definitely tend to listen to one or the other. It's really weird. And we thank you for being part two people. Hopefully you'll give us a shout out in part one tomorrow. So we'll
see ya!